days. I felt the commission should reconsider their decision because, one, they hadn't paid for the first bioptics. Two, it was an accident that he lost them and he made every effort to try and retrieve them. Three, he has insurance to help pay for some of the cost. Four, the bioptics are needed to maintain his employment. Five, the council reported that he does not have the extra money to replace them. The supervisor and assistant director wanted to meet regarding this case. After meeting, it was decided the commission would assist with the cost of the bioptics because it was needed to maintain employment. Do you want to hear the citation?
No.
To get the idea?
No.
Okay. Then, three, is concerns with the center, but there was also on her update to me about the quarter. She had a fourth one, which I would like to look at. Oh, counselor not responding to request of assistance. I don't know why she didn't give the details of that one on here. Carlos, do you know anything about that? Okay, and I wasn't familiar, you don't know, do you, Connie? Okay. So on one report to me, she had a fourth item, but on this official report that she just submitted, that wasn't there. So I don't know if that was, she just got a call with a question and it didn't really become a cap case. Sometimes that's what happens. But I wanted to mention it. Okay, and so then the third one on her report is the big one that the tort claim is related to. Concern about services with the center. This individual claimed she was injured on NCBVI property and felt the commission was liable. And she felt since claiming this injury, she has been harassed. CAP referred the individual to risk management to file her claim. Met with center staff to talk about the client participating. And it was agreed to the client could return with a medical release outlining the limitations. CAP investigated the complaint of harassment and after talking to all staff involved, CAP felt she was not being harassed. The client did return to the center for services, but after another incident, the client no longer wanted to work with NCBVI. Systemic issues, this is something where there's systemic, she'll put this. As a result of this case, CAP recommended to NCBVI, they review policies and procedures regarding, one, should a client become injured, what procedure would staff follow? Two, question of liability. And three, review of apartment rules. And as a part of this whole investigation, another thing we did have been doing besides reviewing the rules is to discuss and to have a more clear expectation about what services must be provided in the field prior to somebody coming to the center. We really need people to have the foundation of some sleep shade training, of some training period and some counseling. We need to, sometimes we've, in order to accommodate a person, we've tried to quickly get them into the center and sometimes that's not a very good idea. So we're working on making sure we really do bring people into the center when they're ready for the center. That's Vicki's report information and this would be the time if you would like to go into more information about the tort claim. This is where I believe it would fit.
What is your pleasure, commissioners? Do you think that there's anything?
I don't think at this point, it's in the state claims board's hands now and I don't, it'd be, you know, it's up to them now what happens. You filed a complete report.
Yes.
And I've handled many of those and I think you're at the point now, we just let the board, you can go in and testify before the board if you want to, you don't have to, but you can. And I wouldn't do anything further with it.
Okay.
I'm in agreement. I do appreciate everybody, I mean, I'm sure we as a board appreciate everybody's documentation. We can't say enough of.
Oh, that's right.
You know, how well everybody seemed to do with that. We, you know, I know there's two sides of a story, but your documentation was all good, Fatosh and Dr. Van Zandt.
Thank you. You know, I'd like to mention to that point, Vicki Rasmussen did an excellent job of being the advocate for the consumer. And she interviewed staff and interviewed staff. She interviewed some clients in the center. She was very thorough, and she made sure that there wasn't something being missed somehow that we needed to, or that we were doing, you know, that was wrong. And at some point it almost seemed like overkill, but on the other hand, I think she did a great job with being thorough, being fair to the consumer's concerns, and also being fair to our staff, very respectful of both staff, clients, and this individual.
Well, I just think it's a really good thing that you all did what you did. I mean, I've seen cases where a student selling drugs was not expelled because he didn't have a math goal in his IEP. So, you know, I don't know how everything will turn out, but we hope that things will turn out okay.
Thank
well,
you.
It's a lot of the tort claims. I sat through the state supervisor and so forth come in there, but they didn't investigate it. No, he came in and told us about it. We didn't think there was anything serious, so we just put a note in his file, and that's as far as it went. That doesn't go.
No.
Well, if there is no further thing that anybody on the board thinks we need to do, then yeah, we do thank you for keeping us updated and for your diligence and thoroughness and everything, too. It's a difficult thing, no matter what, and, you know, we're glad that people have been just up front and committed to what you're doing.
Thank you. I'd really appreciate the work that her field counselor did and all the center staff. Part of this was happening while Fatosh was on vacation, and part of it was while she was here. But it was tough on all the staff because the other students, you know, felt the fallout from the situation, and so it introduced a whole dynamic that folks had to deal with, and they did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
I got 2 inches worth of reports. I brought it all. Thanks to Val and Fatosh putting it together for us.
I guess just keep us posted if there's any way we can be of help.
Okay.
Like Bill says, it's all probably out of our hands now, but if there's anything we can do.
Sure will.
Well, just these kinds of cases, you know, just remind you to review your process and procedure. Mm-hmm. And it's, you don't need to necessarily rewrite it, but it's good to review it because these kinds of things are happen from time to time, and if it hasn't happened, surprisingly, it hasn't happened more often. But the good documentation is what's so important.
Yes, it is. It really is. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, the next item is the support group for commission boards, and one of the things that that started us thinking, well, or continued thinking on the lines of this kind of thing was the series of conference calls and things that happened beginning in January of this year, but before last November. There were people who were talking about having a meeting with state rehab councils or other entities like that or similar to it. And The documentation that came out right before that January meeting talked about they're getting together to establish and grow a national connection. And the people who were talking about it said that their hope was to create an organization which provides for a multi-tiered mechanism resulting in a national presence as we advocate on behalf of the public VR system in our country. And the tiers that they talked about could include training, sharing of best practices, representation with the Council of State Agencies for Voc Rehab and the Rehabilitation Services Administration, advocacy efforts on critical issues with Congress and or local state governments. And the initial thought was to host a national conference and, you know, bringing people together to determine the birthing process for a national network. We did participate. I was in on the conference call back in January, and then we determined that, you know, at our next meeting, that probably that entity wasn't necessarily germane to us, but that it might be a good thing to try to start something that would have to do with commissions for the blind or entities for the blind, and not necessarily the combined agencies. And so that's kind of where we are at the moment. And, you know, I know there was a meeting where people did have a kind of a conference of state rehab councils. And so that entity is actually moving itself forward. So you know, we can decide whether we want to try to continue to initiate something or
may I report on?
Sure.
Okay, I sent an email to all the state directors of blind agencies, and which includes the director of the division of the blind in the larger organizations. Okay, so
yes.
All right, and explain pretty much what you just outlined for us, Barbara, and invited their interest, their comments, any responses. We got a few back that had to do with, well, we're combined, or we already have a state, we just have one state rehab council and we're gonna be in this other thing, so no, we are not interested. But quite a few responses saying, yes, this sounds great, our folks would be interested in this, let us know. And then in addition to the ones we've gotten in the email, another Delaware spoke to me this past week and said, you know, we're really interested. And so we'll add their information to the list that Val's gathering. And so basically the commitment that I have made is that we would initiate a first conference call, and then we would do it so that as many of you that were interested participated, or if you decide you just want your chair or to designate somebody on the board to be involved with this, that, you know, one or more of you would attend this conference call, and the other we'd send it out to the other states and get it set up and just kind of see where the members take it. So I did want to wait long enough to give people the chance to respond, and also after this meeting, to the meeting that I just came back from, get responses there. And so I think after the first of the year is probably when we try to set something up first. And if you have ideas about how best to do that, whether or not which ones of you would want to participate, anything that would guide Val and me in getting this thing set up. I'd love to hear your ideas now or later, too. You could send us a note.
How many are on the list currently who want to?
Do you know them? I get them and I send them to her. So I haven't kept.
I can look it up.
I'm going to guess around 5 or 6. It's not a huge group, but it's enough that there could be some good sharing.
Sure.
I can look it up and send that out next week also.
Okay. Well, and we'll be, I need to get exchange something yet with the person in Delaware, but that one was kind of neat. Her director had made sure he had tasked her to, at the meeting, find me and make sure we talked about it so that they could get on our list. So that was kind of nice.
Yeah.
So does after the first of the year sound good?
I think so.
Yeah.
So what do you commissioners think about, should we all participate?
I think we should.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. So will evening be work for folks? Can we make that work? I guess it's nice that we're in Central Time because we can pick what works for you.
Yeah.
I hope that the people that are earlier or later than us will be able mm-hmm. to. And I would like it if at the beginning of the first meeting that Barbara, you would maybe kind of go through the same introductory information that you provided at this meeting just a minute ago, and then, you know, see where it goes from there.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that other entity had kind of some structure or if there were specific ways that they were going to proceed that you might want to look at, but
it has. Generally, when the conference calls happen, I'm still on the list for that one, and usually when the calls happen, there are specific things that they decide to do at a given meeting. You know, they have an agenda, and you know, I can certainly look at the kinds of things that they've talked about at the meetings and you know, review the notes that they've sent.
That would be great. And so you receive minutes too, or notes?
Yeah, I get notes. And some of them are they are things that would just have to do with state rehab councils. I mean, they're not relevant to what we would be talking about, you know, and some of the things are, you know, are that kind of thing. But there are some things that would probably pertain to us.
Okay, well, maybe you could
level.
Go through if you had the time or, you know, to kind of go through and pull the things that you think would be good starting places for this group. Maybe you could be thinking of something to call it too. I don't know. Okay, thank you. Well, we'll get this in the works and see if we can come up with a time.
Yeah, if we're, you know, in terms of time, if we're going to do it in the evening, you know, maybe like 8 to 9 central might be good, because it would be 6 to 7 in Pacific and 9 to 10. I mean, that's kind of the that hits kind of the boundaries of usual evening times. I know that, you know, 6 is kind of a supper time thing, but if we do it much later, then the people on the East Coast would be in late hours.
What if we first look at the list of people?
Sure.
I'm kind of thinking they might be more East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
In which case we could go earlier.
Yeah. So let us look at that first, and then we'll see what might work well.
The first Tuesday of every month has been reserved for the mentoring teleconference.
Yeah, so we wouldn't
That would be the only day.
Thursday, no good for me.
First Tuesday of every month, all Thursdays.
All Thursdays.
Okay, anything else?
Well, Wednesdays aren't the best for me.
No, Wednesdays, church night.
Yeah, so we're maybe talking Monday night.
Or it doesn't have to be the first Tuesday.
Or another Tuesday.
Although the second Tuesday isn't good for me either.
Okay.
First and second. Okay, well, that leaves us two Tuesdays a month and some Mondays. So, well...
Well, if it becomes absolutely necessary for a Thursday, I could cut out on the other meeting.
Okay.
It's just a land club.
Don't say that on a public... All right, thank you very much.
Okay. Okay, so the next item is the focus topics for the next two meetings, which in February we are planning to have services for people with multiple disabilities. And then since we were having trouble with May times, we chose the first weekend in June, which it seemed like somebody was potentially going to have difficulty with. I hope nobody does. And we're going...
I have difficulty with February, but not with June.
Okay.
Yes, and you're not available, right?
Let's see, it's scheduled for February 3, isn't it?
February 3rd, yes.
Yeah, I'll be flying to Puerto Rico while the meeting is going on.
Well, that's too bad, Bill.
Shucks.
So, do we want to...
But we've got the building set up, and it's getting very close to the time.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Boy.
I mean, you know, we don't want to leave Bill out, but I know those...
I don't either. What's,
those
what's,
rooms are hard to... I don't know. I don't know how hard it is to...
I think we probably would be able to... find a room if you felt strongly enough to change it.
Okay.
I think either way we could make it work.
So how long are you going to be gone, Bill?
Through the 11th.
Ooh, so that cuts out the 3rd and the 10th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the 17th, anybody? I mean, we're going later with our second meeting, so, I mean, we...
That's true too. So
I have an AFB meeting this 15th and 16th in Atlanta. I guess it'd probably be like this week where I get home Friday night. it's not always a good idea. This trip worked out okay, but the last trip I took, the connections did not work, and instead of getting back to Lincoln at 9-ish, I ended up in Omaha at 2 in the morning. Anyway, I got home about 2 in the morning, so I would really hate for that to happen just before a meeting.
Yeah.
That would not be good. So I guess I feel like we're playing with fire if we do it the way we did this time.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't recommend that. And then that takes us to the 24th.
This is February?
Yes.
Yeah. I'll make it so.
Well, I have a meeting that day, but I, you know, but, you know, if that's the best time for us to do it, then, you know, we need to do what we need to do. I don't like having one of us missing if we don't need to. I mean, if that's not... if we can manage not to do that, I think we really should, because so should we.
All right,
is there a motion or anything?
Let me just,
I don't know if we need a motion, just February 24th.
Let me just double-check that.
Yeah, it's fine for me. We're in Omaha, so.
You make that work February 24th instead of the 3rd?
Okay, I'll check on it.
Okay, I'm just asking if you knew if you had...
Nancy did.
No, I mean, you personally would...
No, she means, do you personally have anything on that day?
Oh, not that I know of. Thank you, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Now you can go back to making the decision, but we just hadn't heard from her, and I wanted to make sure we did.
Yeah.
No cruises.
No cruises.
No.
Okay, so...
We could all go on a cruise that weekend.
That's a thought.
Yeah, using that trust fund money.
No.
Oh, dear.
We'd be happy to be as...
We'll take some kids, too, so it means that...
We're on the public record here.
All right, you guys. I think you're out of order. Okay, so we will be talking about services for people with multiple disabilities on the 24th of February. Okay, now, the June meeting, we were to talk about how the Rehab Act impacts the blind. Is June still workable for people?
For me, it is.
I think...
Yeah, I think so.
I think the only thing we were thinking about was the...
Graduations or things like that.
And I don't remember which of us had the problem.
Well, part of it is not just if those of us personally involved have something. That is part of it, but also being cognizant that in June, it is sometimes very difficult to find hotels where we can stay if we go someplace other than Lincoln or Omaha. That was a real problem one year that we ran into. So that's part of that. And I, were we going, where were we gonna, okay, February's Omaha, but June...
Typically, that's Lincoln.
Lincoln, yeah.
In August, the one we...
I was thinking somebody said they had the room reserved, this room reserved for the 2nd?
It is, Daryl, but I am quite sure that we can get that fixed. We'll just cancel that room.
What room?
No, he was saying that this room is scheduled for the 2nd of June. And yes, we, you know, we did get an email to that effect, so.
Okay.
So I think Lincoln is set if we're still okay on the date.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think...
Good.
So that looks good. So now, what about August? We found out that the Nebraska Association for the Blind meeting is that first weekend, the 4th, 5th, 6th, and something, I don't remember how long it goes, but...
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, yeah, it's too long. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
So I think it's like...
Barb, to answer your question, it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the first week in August.
Goodness.
So, and that Saturday would be the 4th, so that weekend...
3rd, 4th, and the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
Yes. Okay, so the 11th would be the next Saturday.
Well, let's see, last August, we went to North Platte, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So maybe someplace more in the middle of the state?
Seward.
Now, now.
Norfolk. Norfolk. Columbus. Fremont.
Yeah, we never have done one in Norfolk, I guess.
Norfolk.
Yeah, Norfolk isn't centrally located. It is a place where there is an office.
That's true.
I do get concerned about people, you know, going clear across the state, you know, for every possible opportunity to attend.
Although, from that perspective, people in the Norfolk district, or office area, not just Norfolk itself, never can go anyplace, I mean, to any of our meetings without a 2.5 or more hour drive. So, yeah, kind of kept out completely.
That's true.
That would be kind of a nice gesture to see if we could get there.
So should we go to Norfolk?
Sure.
I think that would be a good idea.
Next August, I mean?
Did you decide on a date?
Well, we talked about August 11th.
Okay.
I'm trying to see if I have anything ready that...
I don't have any problems with that.
Okay, I'm trying...
That does mean, well, that's a 2.5-hour drive about, so that, it would mean going on the 10th from Lincoln. I don't know about Omaha folks.
I have no clue how far it is from Mason Group. Don't know. I think it is probably a fair jaunt.
Seems like it's like an hour and a half maybe from Omaha.
Oh, really? Okay.
Maybe more, but I don't...
Roughly hour and a half to 2 hours.
I used to make it in 2 hours when I was on the road with them.
Oh, okay. I was thinking it was 2.5 from Lincoln.
You go down the interstate, then you go through Seward, then on up to David City, cut across to Columbus, then into Norfolk.
Seems like whenever I've driven up there for longer, Carlos, it's been about at least closer to 2.5.
Okay, thank you. So I guess it would be doable in one day, but not... Getting there by 9 wouldn't be the issue. Everybody can get up early. The issue is then
driving.
Doing the whole day and then driving back.
Yeah. I need to go Friday night.
Yeah.
I think so.
That's our usually one road trip.
Right.
The August road trip. And then we could pretty much just set November the same weekend for the big send-off of the original commissioners.
Is November's
yeah.
Officially. Okay.
If I could comment, if the agenda was to be the length of today's agenda...
We never know.
...contemplate starting at 10.
Well, but it depends on what the issues are.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can't necessarily predict that. It's a good thought.
Closer, as we get closer,
yeah.
We might.
Yeah.
By the May meeting, or June, I mean, perhaps we'd have an idea. But anyway, it's a good thought, Hubert.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. So then November is...
It would be the 17th if it was corresponding with this day this year.
Yep, that probably would be good to avoid the Nebraska game.
That's right.
What date's Thanksgiving next year?
23rd.
Next year?
Next year?
No, third this year. It's 23rd.
Thursday is the 22nd next year, if it's that week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Or so would it be? Or would it be the 28th?
Is it always the...
It's the fourth Thursday, so okay. Yeah.
The 22nd.
Because it starts on the first Thursday is the first, so it would be 1st, 8th, 15th, 22nd.
Second. It would be 22nd.
So, yeah, it would be. So it would be the weekend right before Thanksgiving again.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are we picking someplace?
And would that be in Lincoln?
You sure?
Yeah, that sounds fine.
I think so.
And it would be nice to do something special, I don't know what, but the fact that some of our first commissioners are ending their terms is worth celebrating.
Acknowledging.
Technically, our terms end at the end of the year or whenever the governor reappoints thereafter. You know, I do remember that thing being in there that said if the appointments haven't been made by the next meeting, then we're still obligated to come. You know, so far we have, and I think this is partly because of the fact that we, as both as the commission and as consumers, have seen two relationships with the government, we've had a good response as far as getting appointments made in a timely fashion. Sometimes at the last minute, like with Nancy's, but they have generally, so far, I think they have always been done before the next meeting. Hers was 2 days before the meeting at which she became a commissioner.
Oh, my.
But one of the things that has been pretty prevalent in the notes and things from the state rehab councils is that a lot of governors in a lot of states don't appoint in a timely fashion. So I think we've been pretty fortunate here with our commission.
Right. And we did deal with that for years with a rehab council for services for the visually impaired.
Mm-hmm.
That the governors just didn't really take it seriously that it mattered to have the appointments.
Oh, yeah. It's too bad that the next commissioners can't come to a meeting and observe rather than.
Yeah. Well, yeah, hopefully honestly, there'll be people that maybe have been attending once in a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we'll see.
Okay. Is there any other? We have the next two topics. So at the next meeting, we'll need to, probably come up with the topic for August or November, unless anybody wants to come up with one of those now.
Do we have anything else on our list of topics to talk about? Or have we depleted our list?
Yeah, I don't think we have depleted it. I didn't put it as a...
That's okay.
I mean, I do have it somewhere.
That's okay.
Could there be anything at some time about cooperation, like a panel or something between the education entities and the rehab, the schools and the rehab services? Just an idea.
Yeah, you mean partly based on the,
yeah, like
the protocol
the blind,
meetings,
yeah,
and the transition team and,
yeah,
and that sort of,
mm-hmm,
thing?
I don't know if that,
I think
I'm
that
just
would be
throwing
a
out
good idea.
Mm-hmm. Now, I like the idea. The question, mm-hmm, would be whether it would be our staff presenting as we normally do, or if you want to invite some educators, and then we'd have to do more thinking about what the best way would be to do that. Or
yes.
Consumers,
yeah.
Or yeah, we would need to figure out,
yeah,
what
more
are
specifics.
And
yeah,
what reason, you know, when we have the focus topics, you know, what reason in our position as commissioners, mm-hmm, is there for focusing on that particular thing? You know, what can we bring to that or
help,
you know,
that
learn from, mm-hmm, it that we can actually,
well, the IEP, you know, process, help, the handoff from high school to the VOC.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there are certainly are possibilities in that. I think it's a really interesting and I think worthwhile avenue to pursue. I think we need to figure out, you know, mm-hmm, kind of hone in on what exactly we would want to do with it.
You know, and the cooperation is growing as time has gone, but, you know, as a teacher, I know that the, you know, we, what you're experiencing, you know, the commission and the schools is really no different than the VOC rehab and the schools. There's sometimes some misconceptions and, you know, who does what and in the whole process. And I think it would be a learning experience, especially to see that, you know, we do seem to have more dialogue now and, you know, transition is a piece that's going to continue in the education process.
So like partnership between,
yeah,
education and,
right,
and
rehab
or something like that. I think it's a worthwhile thing. We, at some point, someone had suggested people who have graduated from the center in the last 2 years come and talk about what they've done or specific jobs or, you know, that kind of thing.
That would be good.
Some of the philosophical readings that staff have discussed. Being shown how to use certain tools, You know, we did that with Excel, and that was a really productive thing to do.
It was.
I mean, a lot of us, I think, maybe all of us have definitely benefited from that. That was a good thing, and I think it did make a difference in how well we can do our job. Let's see. Those are the ones that are still on the list that we haven't done. But we can add this partnership thing between rehab and...
That's a good idea, I think.
Okay.
Is there, and I'm just thinking of the Norfolk one, you know, the whole liaison with the Indian population.
Oh, that's
Ooh,
a good idea.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That office probably has a lot of that.
Yeah, we did talk one time about serving minorities in general.
The Native Americans kind of a world unto itself.
Yeah, I almost think that, I realize that Native Americans are a minority, but it is a different...
The whole reservation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the whole reservation thing is a whole lot different than minorities in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that could be
two different things.
Mm-hmm. Do the August in Norfolk with that, and then the November do the big transition rehab mm-hmm. connection or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so we're suggesting liaison with Native, or how do we want to
services to
Native Americans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that would be very interesting.
Yes, that would.
And then in November, partnership between
mm-hmm. commission and the schools.
Yeah, just say educators. We'll have to figure educators. Out exactly. There's a lot of aspects to that that
right.
we haven't explored,
right.
so we'll have to figure that out.
Okay. Oh, we're so efficient.
Yeah.
Okay, is there anything else on that? Is there any public comment? Is there any public to comment?
Are you anybody out there? Jim's here.
Okay,
and he made a motion to adjourn. To
our
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
I think Jim had adjourned the meeting at 9:30. Sort of cut it out.
Okay.
One suggestion I would have, though, following up on Bob's comment about having the commissioners attend the next meeting that are going to be appointed. Of course, we don't know who that's going to be, obviously. It'd be a good idea after they are appointed, whoever they are,
and we're
the older ones show up at the next meeting for encouragement, support, and so on.
Okay.
I think they should, you know, it's
well,
always...
Well, we won't totally disappear.
Well, I would hope not.
Good food on the menu.
Yeah, this is champagne and caviar.
You're good eventually. Okay, our final item was the final announcements, and of course I, as always, want to thank people for arranging the lunch. Is that you, Val, this time?
Yeah. Very good.
Thank you very much. It was delicious and, you know, timely and everything, and mm-hmm. and you know, we always appreciate Hubert's effort on the recording of the meetings, and we understand technology, we use it all the time, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, and so
since you're on that, I guess I have a process question for we are required to make these available for the world, the public who might want it. We have partly digital, we don't know how long, we'll find out,
mm-hmm.
and partly tape. how do you want us, I do think that whatever we come up with, the beginning of it needs to say that, you know, the, whatever we end up with.
Yeah, that there was a technological glitch and we...
A portion of the meeting is lost. But do you want us to have a tape made of the whole thing? Or, you know, since we have two different formats...
That does sound reasonable to me because, you know, switching around...
Well, the best way to answer that question would be, I think, would be, is it at this point in the technological realm, would it be easier to get the tape put onto digital or to put the digital onto tape?
Oh, that's true.
Which thing is easiest to do?
Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Putting the tape to digital. Just there are programs on most of the computers that I could just play the tape recorder into the sound recording program on the computer, make a digital file there, and merge it with the existing digital file.
Okay.
There you go.
And then that's the point where the one was cut in, there could be a statement that says...
You could play some music or something.
Well.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Sure. So will you be able to take care of... Be in charge of that?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. And just let us know when that's finished and available. And then we really will, I thought we would have the digital available to everybody much sooner during the past quarter. And because of a number of problems, I don't know if that ever got done, but our goal really is to have it available right after, or you know, soon after each meeting so that people can access it if they want.
I had taken the two files and I put them on the main computer under